Welcome to the Jokes 316 Jodcast. Today's guest, Catherine Blessing.
Did that really happen?
Yep. I sat down in this chair we had outside that was all fabric, like upholstered. And I heard this inhuman squeak. It was just like
inhuman?
Louder, like clear. Yeah, it wasn't human. It was like,
was it superhuman?
No, it was like rodent-like. And it was, I didn't see it, but I felt it and I heard it. And then I just got up and ran.
Damn, I never felt a scream before.
I felt them rummaging underneath me. It could have been like a possum or a rat or... It was probably just a mouse family.
Yeah, do you think you killed them with your body weight?
No, I think they all ran away. We would have found the squash. Oh, but speaking of dead mice, recently we killed the mouse that was shitting on my kitchen counter. So he got snapped in the trap, instant death. So I find that kind of humane because they die instantly. They don't feel anything.
Why didn't your cat do that?
She's a protector. One time my hamster, she knows it's never killed anything. One time my hamster got out and she followed it around, protecting it from the other two cats who were killers. Isn't that crazy? She's a motherly figure.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, she had babies, and she was, and also the hamster was a black bear hamster, and Peepers is you've seen her, she's a black bear cat. She's a black bear cat, so.
No, I mean, are killers and protectors an actual
I don't know, I'd have to look that up, but she is a very, she just has too much of a mothering nature and wouldn't hurt anything. She wouldn't hurt a mouse. She'd be more afraid of the mouse.
So what was the name of your hamster?
Her name was Hammy. And the circumstances under which I got her were, I had this friend Alexa, who was my best friend through childhood.
Alexa? Wait, hold on, finish your story.
It was the computer program, Alexa. Or is she an algorithm? I don't know, she was never really very open with me. But her mother, Lilith of, who's the mother of Earth and everything, went on a double date with my mom and got mad at my mom and then felt that, I forget what the fight was over.
Were they dating each other?
No. They were double dating each other.
With who?
Two men. I don't know. And some fight ensued over the men that was instigated by Alexa's home mother base. And
Alexa,
she told Alexa, you can't be friends with Catherine anymore because her mom is a bitch or whatever.
Hey, Alexa, you can't be friends with Catherine anymore.
Alexa, cancel Catherine's friendship.
Okay.
And that's how it happened. And then my mom said, we'll give you that hamster you wanted. And we got her. I only had her for about 4 years. She got tumors on her butt, and she died while I was at school.
Only
in sixth
4 years?
Grade.
That's
well, she actually died in the morning, but then my mom... Well, yeah, they lived...
I thought you were going to say, actually, she died a year before that. But we
actually, she died today. She lived to be... Let's see, I got her when I was
This shit doesn't work anymore. I guess you have to have the thing.
You have to be inside.
I guess. No, I've had incense outside before.
When it's not a windy day.
Is it a windy day? I didn't realize.
Look at the trees. So, ask me whatever you want. I'm open book.
What's your favorite color?
I really like pink and blue. I can't really decide between the two of them.
Do you like them combined?
Yes.
That's cotton candy flavor.
Yeah, I like a cotton candy Trix yogurt swirl. Stop trying to light incenses.
I'm not. I'm trying to put this one back
in.
You
got Cheeto fingers.
I know. Leave me alone.
Cheeto shirt. You're a mess.
You're a mess.
You'll never get anywhere. I don't mean that. I got a really... I need to let a burp out. I'm obsessed with burping lately. That's my biggest thing.
Your biggest fear?
No, my biggest yeah. I don't want to say turn on, but I just really enjoy burping. Because I find that a lot of stress builds up as gas in my chest and...
In your butt?
And my butt. Well, I'm more of a burper than a farter lately. Normally I'm a fart machine, but it's been burps lately.
I'm a burper, not a farter, baby.
Let's write that song. Oh, and you didn't get, I texted you that parody the other day with, hey, wait, I got a new cheese plate. Looks very delicious, I might take a bite. That's for our parody band, The Weird Pals. And
I have no idea what song that was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana.
I've never heard that song.
Hey, wait, I got a new
And you didn't say that.
Facebook. I did. I tried to send it, but the text wouldn't send. Forever and dead to your priceless advice.
I was so confused by that text. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was being dead-ass serious. I had a new cheese plate, and I wanted to take a bite. Jack is working at Whole Foods in the charcuterie department, so he knows a lot of meat and cheese combinations now.
I thought we cut sharks up.
Yeah. He knows a lot of shark meat and shark cheese.
What's that called?
Ooh, see, there was one right there. Felt good. Get away from me. What's what called? Shark meat?
Yeah, like the name of, like how cow is steak?
Shark, like a shark pork. Steak. Like a shark steak. A shark fillet.
What's the word for shark meat?
Let me ask the worldwide ask Jack.
No, ask Siri.
She'll just Google. Hey Siri, what's the word for shark meat?
Here's what I found on the web for the word for shark meat.
Shark meat is rarely offered under its real name. Usually it is offered under... To be continued. Let's find
Bark
out.
Bark meat.
Yesterday, my mom was talking about Jack moving in, and she called him Bart.
He kind of does resemble Bart Simpson with glasses.
Aw, he does. I love him. Shout out. Okay, so shark meat is rarely offered under its real name. Usually, it is offered under different trivialized designations. The reason for that is simple. The customers should not know what they eat.
Wow.
The fishing industry is very imaginative and labels shark meat with completely new designations. Okay, so here's the English names for that things you might buy with under these names, but they might actually be shark meat. Are you ready? Flake, huss, catfish, dogfish, grayfish, steakfish, whitefish. I have a lot of experience with whitefish. We sold a lot of it at my old job. Lemonfish, cape steak, rock salmon, smoked dogfish, rig, gummy. You know, like gummy sharks and stuff.
Are these also
sea
real
ham?
Fish?
Sea ham. Some are. I mean, whitefish is fish. Rock salmon and catfish. I don't know about dogfish. Gummy. I don't know if they
I
mean
think
like
it would be
gummy
funnier
candy.
If they came up with a bunch of like real sounding fake fish names.
Do you want to hear the Spanish names, or would you like to read them?
No.
You want
I don't
me to
want
read
them?
Them
at all.
Do you want to hear the Greek
names?
Galeos. Want to hear the French names?
Yeah.
Chien. That means dogs. Petit. Lucette. Grand Russet, Samonet, Tup, Verdemer.
Voldemort?
Here's the Italian name / nomi italiani. Apalombo, Smeriglio, Agatucci.
Acknowledge that burp.
That was a really good one. Sounded like it felt good. Spinaroli.
It felt awesome.
Cani spalati. I'm not
it
good
felt
at
like
German.
I pooped out
Do you want to try
mouth.
Your hand at pronouncing the German shark meat?
Sure.
Do an accent.
Kalbs. How was that?
I want to try some. Schillerchlocken. Seal. Miral.
Sarah McLaughlin.
Sea store. Sokomoro. Tofu hai. Ozean filet meat.
That sounded Japanese.
What's the German accent?
Mm-hmm.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger German?
He's from Vienna.
Where's that? Sausage?
Austria.
Okay, that's like kind of German because Hitler was from Austria, so.
It's a different accent. There's distinctions. That sounds like a good chorus for a pop pumpkin.
I'm gonna go put this bag
no,
in
here,
the recycling bin. Oh, okay. Oh, thanks. Just make it go away. Thank you.
You can't just leave.
It's right behind you, the can.
No.
That was a real soft burp. You know, I like soft
Excuse
rock.
Excuse me. I've been listening to a lot of Eminem's good songs lately.
Like what? There aren't many. I've been listening to a lot of Bad Baby, though, so.
Behad Behabiyai?
Yeah, she just released her first mixtape.
Behad Behabi?
And she does it. The last track is just her talking about, like, how she got famous. And she's great. I love her. I love her personality. She's 15. Great. She's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, she talks on the mixtape about it. You'll notice she never mentions men, and she, you know. Talks about
she
baddies,
only mentions
which are
lesbians.
Yeah, she likes ladies, which is fucking dope. But she's comfortable with that at the age of 15. She's off the streets, you know, she's making money, good for her.
Does she still hate her mom?
No, she talks about that on the record as well. Or it's not a record, it's a mixtape.
That's cool. I'm gonna have to listen to her.
Yeah, I like her. It's not shitty. It's like ignorant hip hop by some like little white girl, but like it doesn't disguise itself as anything else. You know, it's very from the heart.
Her first song is called branded. "I'm Ignorant and I'm White," and then the next track is called "I'm Also a Little Girl."
Yeah. And then the third track is like "Hate My Dad, He a Bitch," and then the fourth track is like "Ballad of the Snake." And then the fifth track is Story Outro. My favorite one right now is one that goes, "Bitch, I'm about that. Bitch, I'm about that. You're a scary hoe, but you won't fight me, though. Bitch, I'm about that." Guess what it's called?
"Bitch, I'm about that?"
Close. "About that."
Does she ever drop her famous catchphrase?
Never. Oh, well, she drops it in the last, just in passing, when she's talking in the last track. She says she doesn't remember being on Dr. Phil. She blacked out, woke up in the ranch. Someone killed a counselor while she was at the ranch. I remember that story, but I don't remember her being involved in it. Damn, I'd give that one an 8.5.
Then the other one was a 10. The first one. I wish I had more ginger ale.
Well, don't come looking at my Pepsi train.
My Pepsi train.
My Pepsi train. Pepsi, please sponsor us. We're really talented singers.
I love Pepsi. I'll do anything for a Pepsi.
Sweet. Wait. Strawberries, cherries,
and... We're not doing that right now.
Fuck off. God. Sometimes with you...
Excuse me.
You should have yes-anded an angel's kiss in spring.
So...
Summer's over, so it's our
Let me ask you some questions. You've been doing most of the talking, because I'm eating all these delicious Cheetos.
Yeah, you're kind of phoning it in, Indian Cheetos Puff.
Let's talk about you. If you were on a deserted island...
Desert island.
If you were on desert island, and you could only bring one topping, what would you bring?
So there's no toppings on the island? What's on desert island? Like, what's it made out of? Like, what?
It's made out of untopping desserts.
A flannel shirt or something?
You want my jacket?
Yeah. It's made of what now?
It's just made of desserts. Like,
with
there's
no toppings? Hot fudge.
There's unfrosted cake. There's, like, ice cream, just plain.
I do love whipped cream, but, well,
You can bring one sauce, one solid sprinkle. You know, like sprinkles or like cookie bits or something. And you can bring one candy.
What about whipped cream? Do they provide that?
Yeah, whipped cream grows out of flowers in the ground.
Okay, so I would bring hot fudge, gummy bears, and what's the other thing? Oh, that's the candy, so I need a crunchy bit too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Peanuts. I've recently learned to like on ice cream a lot.
I ate one half of a peanut just by itself.
Gummy bear hot fudge peanut sundae sounds so fucking good.
I love gummy bears and ice
cream. But continue your peanut story. Me too. It's because they get all hard and cold.
Yeah.
And you gotta like really chomp on them. Oh, and they just, oh, they taste so good with the cream on them.
Damn, when I was working at Goodwill, I did. I spent like $20 at TCBY one day.
Damn, just the weight of it?
Yeah.
Shit. I always forget that it's weighed and I go overboard. And then I never finish it. I take it home, put it in the freezer.
I always finish it.
Bro.
I have to. Or else I'll...
I get full quickly. I'm a little tank engine.
I definitely ice cream. I could eat so much fucking ice cream.
Wow. I got up at 1 a.m. last night because I couldn't sleep and ate some double chocolate chip cookie dough.
Ice cream?
Yeah. Chocolate ice cream. You can have it if you walk to my house right now. Yeah, it would have melted in the Uber.
No, that's
where Pete from Brooklyn fucking talked my ear off. I tried to put my headphones on, but he didn't get the message.
I hate when that happens.
I know, and he's like known for great conversation. Was his
You should have reviewed him as talk too much because it's all anonymous.
Oh shit! I'm gonna see if I can just do that.
Don't do that now. We're podcasting.
Well, wouldn't you like to hear in real time me giving a man a bad review on Uber?
Yeah, why don't you review him on my podcast?
Okay.
This is going to be a new segment exclusive to whenever Catherine's on the show. Catherine's
Rate your
review
ride
corner.
Over here. Yeah, Catherine's review corner. Where's my goddamn...
While you're at it, do you have anything else you'd like to review?
These salt and pepper chips are pretty good.
I mean, besides that.
Pepsi's good.
Something that you didn't eat.
That I didn't eat? I'd like to review... Oh, you know what I've been watching lately? Fucking American Horror Story new season came out, and it's not at all what it was advertised, and it fucking sucks. It's only been 2 episodes so far, but I'm snooze fest. It's not at all what they said.
Damn. Is fucking Lady Gaga in it?
No, well, not yet. Maybe. But let's go on the Uber app.
You think on the last episode they're going to have a big mashup of all the seasons where they meet in, like,
no,
a square?
No, that's what they're supposed to be doing this season. It's a mashup of season one and season three, but that's not what they're doing thus far, but that's what they advertised it as. Yeah. I'm going to give Peter 1 star. Terrible other. And I can do it.
Terrible other. Well, this guy has a terrible other.
Yeah, he brings his significant other along with him, and it's this really... He was telling me about a 6-year-old and shit. I'm like, man, I just want to listen to Ariana Grande on my fucking Walkman headphones.
Oh, Twitter said you may be pronouncing Ariana Grande's name wrong.
Well, she says it Ariana Grande.
It's Ariana Grande.
Oh, Ariana Grandiose Delusions. I was diagnosed with that.
I was diagnosed with Ariana Grande disorder. What do you think of Meek Mill's death? I mean,
what?
Mac Miller's death.
Oh, it was sad, but I don't think, you know, I think a lot of fingers were, of course everyone's saying this, but, you know, don't lump her into
Did
this.
Did you ever listen to his music?
But I feel like it, no, but was he good? Did you like his music? He seemed like a good guy. I mean, I won't lie, I didn't watch any videos of him until after he died, but, well, I watched a few when Ariana Grande broke up with him because I was just, I'm weirdly interested in her life. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
As you know, but the people don't.
What would you do if you found yourself...
I mean, it's sad. He's 20. He was 26.
What would you do if you found yourself in a room with Ariana Grande and you had an hour?
I might cry first, and then I would just, like, want to hang out with
her. Like the video of Nicki Minaj meeting Lauryn Hill?
No, I've never seen that. And that's probably... I don't like Nicki Minaj anymore. She hangs out with pedophiles, and she fucking picks on Cardi B for no reason.
I don't like her very much either.
You like Cardi B?
I love Cardi B.
Me too. She's so real. Nicki Minaj sucks. Why start beef with Cardi B if you think if you're so confident in yourself as, like, the queen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid. And she loves pedophiles, apparently. But doesn't like other women. Think about that.
What do you think Lil Wayne's doing, man?
Shit. Your guess is as good as mine.
The Carter 5
What does he do
the
now?
The Carter 5 is supposed to drop today. We should listen to
today?
It.
Today?
Yeah.
That's what he's been doing? He's been recording?
No, the Carter 5, he was supposed to release it and, like, 2013.
Lil Wayne is gonna outlive us all, I'm telling you.
But Birdman, like, sued
Lil Wayne's gonna live to be like 98 and still look the same and be still be saying
Young Moolah baby.
And still be saying Young Moolah baby. Oh, I hope he goes crazy and adopts a British accent. That's my those are my hopes for Lil Wayne.
Young Moolah baby. I wish John Lennon was alive so him and Lil Wayne could do a song and then John Lennon could be like Young Moolah, baby.
Oh, young. John Lennon is alive. Haven't you heard his podcast?
Shh. You hear that? Cigarettes and water.
How do you feel about John Lennon masturbating with Paul McCartney?
I think it's sweet.
I think it's sweet, too. Have you ever done that with one of your male friends?
Mm-mm.
I've never done it with any of my friends of either gender, so.
I think it would be weird and... Is that, do you think it's more common or less common?
Mutual masturbation?
Between two female friends.
I would say it's more common between men.
Well, I mean, definitely in the past, but
yeah,
what about
like,
now?
Yeah, so now, well now, maybe, I think it probably went away for a while with the, you know, homophobia, but I feel like now people are, you know, opening up more dialogues about sexuality and gender, and I feel like, you know, a lot of kids our age are like, anything goes, I'll jerk my penis with my friend. But also there's a lot of, you know, the Me Too thing and the consent issues and I don't know. Sex is
I mean if you
sex
like
is
talk
a weird
about it,
kind of maybe dangerous game these days unless you have a consensual
like,
monogamous
bro,
partner which I do.
Yo, we're going to
But I'm
throw
a
on some Pornhub on the Roku and just,
I
like,
could I find that like you know sex should be you know we put too many taboos on sex. I think you should be able to do that with your bros. It's not like, you know, it's whatever. It's healthy. As long as you're, you know, of age and you're all consenting to jerk off together, like, do it. Experiment with your friends. Me, I'm in a consensual monogamous relationship, and I couldn't be happier. And I know I'm not going to get pregnant because I take the pill, birth control.
Congratulations, nobody asked you any of that.
Yeah, and also, I've been thinking about switching to the shot, but I'm scared what it might do
to
my
like
body.
A shot?
There's a shot, there's
That's
many
the
different...
ultimate birth control, just killing
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, killing yourself is the ultimate birth control, there, or shooting yourself in the womb. There's plenty of different birth control options. There is the implant, which
Why are
is
you doing this right now?
Talking about birth control? Yeah. It's all I've been thinking about lately because it's so annoying. and I forget to take it. Sorry you don't care about women's issues. What's the next question?
No, I mean, I don't know. You seem to be just, like, diving into a...
What's the next question? We can talk about... I'm just... All birth control should be free. That's the last thing I'll say about it. And
I agree.
The pill is, but I don't know about the other ones. Ask me questions.
If
you don't want me to go off on birth control field tangents. Damn, you crummy, son.
Shit. Don't look at me.
I won't look at you for the rest of this interview.
I'm just kidding. Well, I wasn't kidding.
All right, keep the questions coming.
I can't think of one. You're yelling at me. What's happening?
Use one of those Tumblr survey templates.
Oh, I found a really good BuzzFeed quiz.
Did you write it down on paper? Is that what you're pulling out of your pocket, or is that a gun?
No, I forgot. My phone's recording.
Oh. Can I interview you?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna look up good... No, real... good questions for a friend.
I don't want to do this, actually. I think... I don't know. This is so...
200 questions to get to know someone.
Okay, let's both answer all of them.
Okay. Next set of questions, the last few... Okay, casual questions to get... If you didn't have to sleep... If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
Can I ask the questions? I feel like
yeah,
I should.
Yeah, here, use my damn phone. But if I get any texts, read them out loud.
Okay. Bing. Oh, Jack said, you left your spare leg at my house.
Oh, I don't need it. Tell him I've got... I'm good on the one.
If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
Masturbate. Make art.
Masturbate onto art.
Make masturbation themed art.
Make masturbation.
I'd probably take baths more. I'd probably take more walks.
I would take
exercise.
An 8-hour continuously hot bath. I would boil myself.
Wait, can I sleep? Or I just don't have to? Because I would still sleep if I could.
Yeah, if you didn't have to.
I like sleeping.
Yeah.
I would still sleep. Next question.
I would do the same exact things, all of those, except maybe I would watch more movies when it's dark.
Yeah, true, and read more books.
Oh, that's a good one,
next
too.
Next cue.
What's your favorite piece of clothing you own slash own?
Well, callback. I got the Ariana Grande, one of the sweetener...
Ballback?
Shirt. What is it called? Ballback, yeah. I got a Ariana Grande crew neck that says the light is coming, and it's my favorite thing that I have.
Mine is my Pepsi USA hat.
Or can I do a second? Can I do top three?
No.
Ah.
Sorry, you lose.
All right, next.
What hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue?
Topiary.
Cutting,
you know, shaping plants and bushes into beautiful, like, animal shapes.
Gardening.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's a little less extreme. That one, maybe you could get into, you know, without so much money or time. You know, gardening's pretty casual.
Or fencing, maybe.
Yeah, you made that comic about fencing.
I didn't make that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I tagged that My Silly Comics.
Oh,
the person
I thought My Silly Comics was your new thing that you made up.
No, that's like a 28-year-old lesbian person in Ohio.
Well,
something.
I didn't like the comic, so I'm glad it wasn't yours. Next.
What would your perfect room look like?
Stark white. Big windows, beautiful terrace outside, and a big canopy bed, and lots of, like, you know, I like a lot of lace and dolls and vintage things, and a lot of porcelain and a lot of marble. And
vintage porcelain lingerie hanging on the wall.
Yes.
That's cool. I think...
Leather walls.
White leather walls. Mine would look like the cafeteria set from High School Musical 1.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say yours would look like Central Perk.
Maybe, actually. But with, like... But better.
You lost a soldier.
I don't give a fuck. Birds will
You dropped
it.
Your pocket. Next!
That one's a stupid question.
Okay.
What fictional place would you most like to go to?
That's a good one.
I want to live... Either in the Animal Crossing universe or in the Dragon Ball universe.
I want to go...
So I could be a super warrior fighter.
To... that's really interesting. I would want to go, I guess, to, like...
Oh, I have fucking, like, questions to ask you for the podcast, like, by the way.
Well, why didn't you bring
I just remembered. I haven't done this in a while.
Gosh.
And the last one I did, I didn't use them at all.
Well, I might go to Narnia or something.
Narnia?
One of those places. Or, like, I never saw this program.
Narnia?
Yeah, Narnia Fructis. That's where I'd go.
All right, I'll give you my questions. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you before you turned 20?
Before I turned 20? God, can we not talk about that? Because I'm going to get...
What about triggered. After you turned 20?
I don't like talking about humiliation.
What's the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to you?
That time you and I were, we just got weed. It was like the day before after Halloween. And we went behind Pizza Hut to smoke. And I was showing you a picture on my phone. And I scrolled through and Hulk Hogan came up. And we both had a great laugh.
That was really good. What's the last thing you regret buying?
Fuck. A bunch of snacks last night when I was stoned.
Word. What kind of snacks did you get?
I got a Perrier. All for $6. I got a Perrier sparkling mineral water. I got caramel M&Ms. I got the Just Reds and Pinks Starburst pack. And I got Lay's barbecue chips. And I was watching a JonBenet Ramsey Netflix movie.
Was it a biopic?
No, it was weird. It was called Casting JonBenet, and they were just like...
They were trying to cast the biopic?
Basically casting the movie as the movie, and it was weird. It was really weird.
No. Sorry.
I almost brought some, too.
What were you saying?
It was weird. It was just, like, random actors, and it, like, talking about the Ramsey case, but they were some of them were, like, from Boulder, Colorado, where it happened, and, like... I don't know. It was a weird movie.
That happened in Colorado?
It ended weird. They casted everybody. They casted JonBenet. They cast the brother, the mom, the dad.
As movie stars?
No, it wasn't movie stars. It was like all unknowns.
How come only your top lip has lipstick on?
Because I guess the other part got rubbed off while I was eating or drinking. Let me reapply.
Oh. I didn't know that could happen so precisely. It looks like you did that on purpose.
It's actually a product I'd like to endorse. Sephora.
Were you smelling yourself from my jacket?
Your jacket. I know you. I fucking know you.
What, do you think I, like, come in my jacket?
No, I know you have BO because you don't shower.
Wow, thanks a lot, asshole. You can edit that out. I can't edit this.
Long-lasting lip tint, Sephora brand.
Obviously not that long-lasting.
Really good. it goes on, like, kind of like watercolor paint, and I really like it. It's subtle.
Watercolor pain.
Yeah, I have watercolor pain. That's my new song that's dropping soon.
Would you rather be filthy rich and never able to come, or be dirt poor, but you can come on command?
Come on command. The funniest day I ever had was when I learned to come on command. Love myself better than you.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, I love that Nirvana song, Diarrhea. Sit and drink diarrhea, pee.
That's like somehow like a lot more gross than diarrhea. It's like diarrhea mixed with pee.
Yeah, you know diarrhea that's just liquid. Diarrhea,
okay, pee. What was the first full album you ever bought?
The first one I can ever remember buying with my own money was Gwen Stefani's Love Angel Music Baby.
That's a great album.
Really great.
How many times do you think you listened to that?
Oh my god. Well, I would play my favorite songs over and over.
But you never listened to it like...
Holla Back Girl. No, I would listen to it through. I listened to it all the way through as well. I really loved Holla Back Girl and, shit, what was the other one? There's a song, Harajuku Girls, You Got the Wicked Style. She has a weird Asian thing. I don't know.
She loves Japanese.
Like
she's a weeaboo.
I am your biggest fan. And my other favorite was fucking, If I Was a Rich Girl.
That's a good one, too. That's with Eve.
Oh, yeah. Eve has a great... Oh, come together all over the world from the hoods to Japan. Harajuku
what do you think
girl.
Comes what? After Eve?
Day? Morn? Eve? Eve, morn, day.
All right. You want to hear another question?
Yeah.
Describe your perfect sandwich.
Honestly, turkey, lettuce, tomato, maybe a little avocado.
What kind of bread?
It's a nice Italian loaf.
Italian loaf.
And mayonnaise. Banana peppers, turkey, sliced hot pepper turkey, and finish it off with my own spit.
Okay. Would you rather fuck Godzilla after he shrinks to your size, or fuck Godzilla after you've grown to his size?
Second one, grow to his size. Because, you know, fucking Godzilla isn't, I don't want him to come to me. If I'm going to have to do it, I got to go to him. I want something cool to happen to me. My body to make me want
You don't think fucking Godzilla is cool enough?
I don't know. I don't know how I would feel.
Okay, what's the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
That's a really insensitive question, but,
really?
The one year all my mom got, my mom basically forgot to get me Christmas presents. I was, like, 20, I think. 20 or 21.
I think 21. She forgot.
And she only got me, like, foot shit, like, foot bath stuff. Like, foot scrubber and, like, foot soap. And was like, Merry fucking Christmas, you dumbass.
Wow.
So that was the worst gift.
What color were they?
Blue. Everything was blue. Everything.
Did she think you really liked blue? Like how my uncle thought I really liked lions, so he kept giving me like toys of lions.
Can I put it inside and charge it?
Can you wait a minute? Yeah. Weren't you going to turn it off anyway?
Well, yeah, but I don't want it to be dead when I leave. What if I can't? Then one, I can't get an Uber. Two, if I'm in the Uber and the guy tries to fucking kill me, guess what? Phone's dead. Can't contact anyone. And the code word, if I'm being killed in an Uber, is...
Why would you send me a code word if you're texting me?
Because, you know, I don't have time to type out, I am getting murdered in the Uber. I would put the fish sauce.
Okay. Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
No. No! Fuck that. I hate that. No, it's a hot dog.
It's a sandwich, technically.
It's not. The bread... Okay, it's two pieces of bread for a sandwich. A hot dog is one bun in a bun. You know?
It's, when you get Subway, it's...
Is a taco a sandwich?
One loaf.
Is
they
a taco
just cut it in half.
Sandwich?
It's just... Yeah.
A taco sandwich?
Technically it is. It's a Mexican sandwich.
Well, I don't like to, like, you know, some things are just in their own categories just so we can have a little bit.
What would you call that category then?
What?
Hot dog and tacos.
Hot dogs and tacos aren't in the same category. They're different foods.
They're the same. They're sandwiches.
Well, I just don't believe that hype. Williams.
Okay, is an ice cream sandwich a sandwich?
Yeah, it's got sandwich in the name. And it is a sandwich. It's two pieces of choco.
What if I handed you a hot dog in a bun and I said, hey, do you want this hot dog sandwich?
I would say, no, get that filth away from me.
Is a cheeseburger a sandwich?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, and technically a hot dog is a sandwich.
All right, you know what? Clearly there's no getting around your opinions.
Because my opinion is the correct opinion. Has a TV commercial ever made you cry?
Fucking no. Not even those Arms of the Angels animal ones.
Oh, and one has never made
me get a little sad, but I'm not gonna fucking
one never
cry
made me
drunk.
Cry, but one time I was maybe like 12 and I fell asleep watching George Lopez on Nick at Night.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 a.m. and they had
I could never get into Lopez.
It was some commercial, I forget what for, but it was about Oh, I think it was for the whooping cough vaccine, because it was during, like, anti-vaccine.
Oh, I remember those commercials.
And it's like, it's quiet,
you
except for, like, this weird
before.
Piano. And then, all
like,
I hear is,
up,
like,
right?
Yeah, it ends with, like, a baby with whooping cough coughing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then it, like, it coughs mad loud, and then it goes, and then it, like, echoes.
And
that's what woke
up
me up.
Screaming.
Yeah.
I remember those commercials.
I wake up screaming to stuff like that.
Did
that
you
happened
ever get
again.
Whooping cough?
No.
I feel like I did. Or we thought
don't
I did.
Don't you die to whooping cough, usually?
I don't know. I think we thought I had it, and then it was just a really bad cough.
Did people make fun of your name when you were a kid? If so,
yeah,
what was the most common thing people called you?
Cockroach. Catherine Roach. Catherine Cockroach.
That's mean.
Yeah.
You should have said, joke's on you, cockroaches
live
are immortal.
Everything, yeah. So I'll outlive all you pieces of shit. Swine. Next. Yeah, my name's pretty easy to make fun of.
What movie have you watched the most times in your life?
Probably like a childhood movie, like The Princess Diaries. I remember putting that on loop-de-loop-de-loop.
More like The Princess Diarrheas.
Because it's been on TBS so much, The 40-Year-Old Virgin I've seen like 1,000 times. I can like recite.
Do you watch TBS often?
I used to watch it a lot. the lineup's shitty now. And then other than that, I can't really think of any that I watch.
Oh, we can play some games too.
Okay.
You want to play a game?
Sure.
All right. Damn, I wish we had a third person.
Oh, do you know, could you give me the time, sir?
It's 11:40. Do you have to leave at a certain time?
No, I just have to take my birth control at a certain time. We're back on birth control. Can I just, like, take a brief interlude for an ad to plug this in inside?
All right.
There?
Fine.
You do the ad.
I don't have anything to advertise. If you're in Albany in October, come see me at B-Side Fest. I don't know exactly what day,
I'm going to be there. It might be all three, or it might be one. It's definitely somewhere between those two. If it's like October 25th through the 28th, and there's an event on Facebook, if you, on the B-Side Cassette Facebook page, they have the event there. I'll be doing some live comedy, and I'll also have a table where I'll be selling zines and maybe some art that I did too, like collages and stuff. That's it. B-Side Fest, October 20 some odd, whatever days.
Well, I couldn't find it, so that'll just have to wait.
You've wasted my time.
Well, you've wasted a lot of my time, and I think we've wasted each other's time.
Everything I do has a reason.
Next.
All right. Let's play this game that's called Flip It and Pitch It.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a TV show.
We played this, but yeah.
We have. It was probably on the one that we accidentally deleted. Yeah. That you deleted on accident.
Yeah, I'd be doing it.
You did. Doug did it.
And he did ride on.
All right. Should I give you one first, or do you want to give me one first?
I'll give you one first.
All right, give me a TV show or a movie.
Blue Valentine.
All right, let's do the scene.
Who is it?
It's me, Jose. I have a meeting with the executives at NBC.
I'm looking through the people, and this is just my residential home.
Oh my God, Catherine, we're doing a scene about me pitching you a show.
Oh, okay. You can come into my office, sir.
Thank you.
We have an appointment, I recall.
Yeah, all right. So what I have for you guys is, it's a new show, you know, I've been working on. It's called Red St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
It's kind of a horror movie, right?
Right, because normally I would assume St. Patrick's Day to
you've
be
heard
green.
Of, you've heard of, like, you know that old Red Christmas movie? I'm
yeah.
thinking this is
I'm
kind
dreaming
of
a
like
red Christmas.
A spiritual successor to
okay.
this.
Just
where
keep
we
talking,
have,
baby.
We have, it's there's a St. Patrick's Day party, and a bunch of Irish people are getting together. And this guy comes, and he kills them all, and he turns everything from green into red.
Red with blood.
Yeah.
All the green party cups are stained with red blood. Even the green beer, bloodied in red.
Wait, what about this, actually?
Sounds really good. I don't know if you can top the first
So
one.
You know how it's like, if you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, you have to be pinched?
I didn't know
what
that,
if
but
he
by
goes
what, a
around,
leprechaun?
And if you're not wearing green, then he murders you.
Yikes!
He pinches you with a giant scissors.
A giant scissors?
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'll buy it right now.
Thanks. Good doing business with you.
I don't want to shake a Cheeto hand, but thanks.
My Cheeto hand.
I'll put $2 billion on the table. Do you take Bitcoin?
No.
Ah.
Scene. Great.
Cool. Next game.
All right. I have to give you a TV show to flip and pitch. All right. The TV show I'm going to give you is Forrest Gump. Hello?
Hi, I'm here for my 11 o'clock meeting with Mr. Big TV Executive.
Yes, this is me. Come in.
Hi.
Hi, what do you have for me today?
Well, I wanted to pitch you this script that I wrote. It's about a really smart guy who just... things don't really go his way. It's called, Jungle... it's called Jungle Gimp. It's called The Jungle Gimp. And,
isn't that a little offensive?
No, well, you know, I think in comedy, I'm done... I'd like Tina Fey said, I'm done apologizing. A joke is a joke.
Well, I mean, we hired you to write the script specifically
think
for
about
the,
this,
the,
Jungle...
The disabled community.
The original title was Jungle Pimp, but then we found that the pimp's limp...
Actually, can you expand on that original script a little bit more?
Well, it's the same story, but we found that the Jungle Pimp's limp became more... of, like, you know, it kind of became more of the person that he is than, you know...
So is he still a pimp in
the Jungle
Gimp? His
character is more the man with the limp. He's still a pimp, but he's the pimping doesn't define him as much as the limping, and people call
so
him
the gimp.
Gimp
supersedes the pimp.
People, yes, and people call him the gimp pimp, okay.
And
he's
the
very
limp is
intelligent.
The source of his gimp that supersedes the pimp.
Yes, and he's.
Can
a
you
very...
tell me about this drawing here? That's his little friend, the imp.
Oh, that's his best friend who he wants to make love to desperately, but she says, "You're too smart. You're too smart." And I only fuck dumbass guys, and I hate the jungle. He
sounds
loves
like most of the ladies in my hometown.
Yeah, am I right? It's real relatable in that way. And she's got a loving family. She's got a father who loves her and doesn't fucking touch her or nothing. She's got a really good family. So, you know, the smart guy really, he's trying to, like, you know, be your friend. And he has no, like, way in. Like, you know, some guys do when a girl's got a problematic childhood, you can kind of be her savior. But she's going great. So he's got no reason to get her over to talk to him.
And this all takes place in the jungle, right?
Yeah, this all takes place in the jungle. And he wants to get this girl into his, you know, his repertoire of girls that he's got going, you know, selling their germs.
Well, we're
going to
buy this house.
You like it?
$20,000,000.
All right, I'll take it. And I trust you with complete creative control.
Welcome
to
Netflix.
Jungle Pimp.
Original.
Jungle Pimp is going to do great on Netflix.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, you got bit by the acting bug. Maybe you should play Jungle Pimp.
Okay. That was good.
And scene.
Jungle Pimp.
Which movie would you rather see? Jungle Pimp or what was it? Red
Saint Patrick's Day. What's the slogan for Jungle Pimp?
Jungle Pimp.
Or Jungle Gimp, I mean.
Jungle Gimp. It's hard out here for a gimp.
Gimpin' ain't easy.
Gimpin' ain't easy.
I bet it's not easy. All right, we're going to play another game. Ready?
Okay.
This one's Smash or Pass.
God, that's easy. All right.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Some fine china.
Well, I wouldn't want... I can only smash or pass. I can't keep and take home.
No, you have to smash it or
smash, that'd be fun.
All right, a football.
Smash. You know what? Pass. I hate sports.
A glass house.
Smash.
A baseball.
Smash.
A mirror.
Smash.
A soccer ball.
Smash.
An ancient artifact containing all evil in the known universe.
Smash it up. Smash.
Volleyball.
Smash. I love to smash sports balls. And sports players' balls.
A hot potato.
Smash. You ever smashed a potato before? Satisfying.
Is that when you, like, make it flat and you fry it?
That wasn't what I was talking about, but that's damn good, too.
Oh, what's a smash potato?
Just when you take a sledgehammer and fucking put it on a thing and smash it. For fun. For your own fun. And then all the neighborhood kids come running around with their mouths open. Because their parents aren't feeding them. They're Irish.
The new Ford F-150 you got for your 16th birthday.
Smash. Into a airport Quiznos.
And the last one is your hopes and dreams.
Smashed long ago.
Alright.
And passed. They passed and I smashed a bunch of beers because I was sad. Look at me now.
Look at me now. Hey.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
I'm getting papyrus font. I don't know what else to do on my podcast. It's been 43 minutes.
Let's wrap her up for now, I'd say.
Okay, this has been my podcast. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I want to plug just me as a person. If you want to be my friend and I, you know, we get along, we talk and it's not bad, maybe we could be friends. But, you know, if you don't like me and you aren't interested in talking to me, then maybe just don't come up to me and be mean, because there's no point. Let's just be friends if I like you and if you like me, and let's not have any negative feelings.
I'd like to plug mac and Cheetos, mac and cheese snacks, creamy cheddar flavor.
They look nasty to me.
Made with real cheese.
I'm going to
keep frozen breaded macaroni and cheese snacks, crispy and creamy, net weight 14.4 ounces.
I'm going to contest your plug because the picture of the mac and cheese snacks looks disgusting. And the concept sounds equally...
It's a frozen. You put it in the oven.
Ugh.
A It's like a macaroni and cheese. You never had those before? Maybe.
No.
Mac and cheese bites? They're kind of good.
I've had those, but not covered in Cheetos. Mm. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
They also have hot Cheeto mac and Cheetos. Would you rather have a Doritos Locos mac and cheese snack?
I don't. Mac and cheese sounds too heavy for me right now. I really can only make food decisions when I'm hungry.
Okay, and this has been my podcast. Everybody listen, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. I know I haven't been uploading episodes very consistently, but that's just because I haven't been making them very consistently. I don't know. I think 12 people listened to the last episode, which is pretty cool. Thanks for sharing. Here's some outro music to make it feel like a more complete podcast. Tune in next time, whenever that may be.